Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Bab.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
Something for the ladies.
Then something for the fellas.
To impress a chick, do the helicopter dick.
I tried that once. Didn't really work out. Just kind of went floppy all over the place.
I did the helicopter, and I got absolutely no love for it. It might have been because while I was doing it, I was going...
That's totally the wrong helicopter noise.
Oh.
You got to play Ride of the Valkyries.
Oh.
Look at the cock. I love the smell of pubic hair in the morning. That song was in Apocalypse Now, right?
Yes.
So that reference was good?
It was.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
In fact,
good.
I want
to make sure.
I believe the quote was fairly close to when Ride of the Valkyries was played.
I've never seen the movie. I just, you know enough about movie history that I can drop in things and sound like I know shit.
Tim, if you got 14, 15 hours to kill, by all means.
Is that how long that is?
No.
No, it's a good movie, though.
Why are you lying?
It's long. And it's a bit like Full Metal Jacket. It feels like it's a bunch of different movies, just kind of like one runs into the next.
Just like my dick runs into your mama.
You know, I feel like it's a little different than Full Metal Jacket, because it's kind of a continuous story, like, I'm searching for this guy. Whereas...
That's true.
Full Metal Jacket is like, okay, we're in boot camp, now we're in war. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that is right. And it does seem like there's a whole thing going on in the boot camp, and then just, like, all of a sudden it cuts. And it's like the sequel with the same guys. I was just thinking, like the parts where he's getting ready to go look for Kurtz, and then the parts where he's just like stuff seems to get like real weird in the jungle.
It does get really like, especially when he's like running around at dark looking for him. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
it's more of a tone shift. You're right. Less of two movies being slapped together. So that's it for this week's uninteresting dissection of old movies.
And now. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk a little bit about the Zimmerman trial, how horrible it would be to live in a fictional universe this summer, talk about Paula Deen, and make a lot of Michael Jackson jokes. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Welcome.
I'm Tim the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah the N in Tancast.
Oh, it happened again.
Don't look at it. Don't pay
attention
to it.
I know, it'll shrivel back up if I look at it.
It's like talking during a no-hitter.
Are you not supposed to do that?
You're not supposed to talk to your pitcher.
You're not supposed to talk to your pitcher during a no-hitter.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, certainly not about the fact that he's having a no-hitter. I mean, you can probably go up and do Bane voice to him.
Take control. Take control of your pitches.
So, when people,
now
like...
Now is not the time for wild pitches. That comes later.
Perhaps he's wondering why you pitched a curveball instead of a fastball.
I was wondering which would break first, your spirit or your fastball
or your bat.
Should have said slider. Sliders break. God damn it.
You fail.
I know.
Just end it all now.
I know.
Just try to hit that ball with your bat.
Goodbye,
man.
Cruel world.
Oh, Andy was doing a bit and missed my amazing Batman joke.
Well, we finally got rid of that anchor. Am I right, Tim?
I snuck back on.
Oh, shit. It's still here.
I'm glad to know my mic still works because I kind of hooked it.
All right. You don't have to go that method.
I know.
What are you, Dustin Hoffman?
No, I'm Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now. I'm actually going to be drunk for the scene where I'm supposed to be drunk. Then I'm going to punch a mirror and require stitches.
Okay.
The more you know.
Andy knows way more about that movie than I do.
It's a good movie.
It is.
That was like one of those movies, Tim, that I was telling you about, where I saw at a young age before, you know, like, I mean, I knew about movies, but I just didn't really analyze them, and I really liked it. I was like, I don't know why I like this, but there's something very appealing about it.
Yes.
Anyways, right. Tan Laughs?
Tan Laughs.
Doing it.
the Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Jokes. We like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes on the show. It's a segment we have every week, and we call it 10 Laughs. It's time for 10 Laughs. It's time for 10 Laughs. That's right, it's 10 Laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh.
Just one?
I said laughs.
Okay, I didn't hear this. I just heard laugh. Oh, me and you can only laugh once.
Ha! Ha! That's sad, because I have 21 jokes.
Shit. That's a lot of jokes.
Thank you. I don't think I'm going to read them all, because some of them only make sense when you see them typed out. But they were sent in, I'm using quotation fingers, by Nicole, a.k.a. she posted them on Facebook, and I saw that, and I said, wait, you know what? I'm going to read the quote verbatim. Maybe. Hey, everybody. Wait for my Facebook to fucking lick itself. Okay, so I said, I am totally reading these on my podcast tomorrow. Congratulations on being a contributor to Tancast, a podcast you have never listened to. Nor should you. To which she said, sweet, I'll have to check it out now that I've contributed. And I said, I'll let you know if the episode is as horrible as most. You deserve a warning.
Way to sell it. Hello? Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
What?
Yeah. I think we're at a Noah fail.
Aww. So, Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Tim. I'm quite tired, but the doctors say I'm not anemic or having thyroid issues or low on B12 or Q14 or whatever the fuck else you need to have in your blood to stay awake. So that leaves apnea, or I'm crazy.
Probably crazy.
Probably. I was hitting something, and I thought like I quit Skype, but then he brought up a thing that quite quit unexpectedly.
Oh.
I was like, oh, all right.
Well, that was fascinating, because from our end, you're like, it was like a, and that was it.
Anyhow, let's continue.
Let's.
Oh, okay. So these are 21 jokes only nerds will understand.
All right.
They'll probably be less, because as I said, some of them are visual, so I'm not going to read them.
I don't get it.
There you go. A logician's wife is having a baby. The doctor immediately hands the newborn to the dad. His wife asks impatiently, so is it a boy or a girl? The logician replies, yes. Two scientists walk into a bar. The first one says, I'll have some H2O. The second one says, I'll have some H2O too. The second scientist dies.
Oh. I don't know what HCO2 is, but I bet it's not good.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Oh.
This one made me laugh. Why did Karl Marx dislike Earl Grey tea?
I don't know.
Because all proper tea is theft. Proper tea. Two kittens on a sloped roof. Which one slides off first?
All of them.
The one with the lowest mew.
Silly.
I don't get that one.
M-E-W? Nothing?
Nope.
All right. Apparently none of us are nerds.
Maybe there's
I didn't get that either.
Maybe
I assumed one of you would.
Maybe there's on there.
Huh? Hello?
Hello?
Person not talking very loud?
Oh.
Can you talk louder in my ear, please, so when you ask things, I can answer them?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yes!
I thought I was talking pretty loud.
You were mistaken! I heard that. I heard that exasperated sigh. That's an excellent level. So all of your comments should be at least as loud as your exasperation.
Okay.
Beautiful. A Roman walks into a bar asks for a martinis. You mean a martini? The bartender asks. The Roman replies, if I wanted a double, I would have asked for it. Someone else sent that to us as a tan laugh, and I don't have it in front of me. But other person, thank you for sending that tan laugh.
There you go, other person. You are now other person.
I will check it out while one of you is reading a tan laugh. I'll give them a post-Tancast shout-out. A post-tan laugh shout-out. There are only two hard things in computer science. Cache invalidation, naming things, and off-by-one errors. I like that one a lot as well. It's hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs because they always take things literally.
Oh.
Entropy isn't what it used to be.
This is true.
Higgs boson walks into a church, and the priest says, "We don't allow Higgs bosons in here." The Higgs boson then replies, "But without me, how could you have mass?"
Oh.
Maybe I'll stop at 10. Save the rest of these for another time.
Technically, it's the Higgs field, not the boson, but...
Oh.
Oh, my God, that was fact check!
Oh. Andy's out nerding the nerd joke.
Oh.
We didn't know what a mu was, so there.
Okay.
Ha.
Now it's your turn to try to be louder.
What?
Yes.
Comedy.
like a well-oiled machine.
Like a whale-oiled machine?
A well-oiled machine.
Oh.
Like, Nicole, I was right. This one's still shitty.
Where are we getting whale oil from all of a sudden?
From a whale? Duh.
Yeah, 1875 called. They want their lubricant back.
Apparently,
tell them no, we're using it.
People are putting, like, whale puke in, like, drinks now. And it's really expensive.
Yeah, ambergris.
How do you make a whale puke? I mean, other than show them Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I don't know.
Honey Boo Boo would have also worked in that joke?
Yes, it would have.
Anyway, let me read my 10th and get out of my thing. A Buddhist monk approaches a hot dog stand and says, "Make me one with everything."
Did you guys see the video clip of the dude trying to, it was either hot dog or pizza, but he tried to use that joke with the Dalai Lama?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Because he realizes how badly he's whiffed.
I think he even said before he said it, like, this is probably not going to go over well.
Yeah.
And he was right.
But, you know, I give him props for trying.
Yep.
And I think that's what made it funnier. If he just launched into it with no, like, context, I don't think it was in his way. But the fact he's like, you know, I don't think this is going to work at all, but I'm going to try it anyways.
Yep. Speaking of which, did you guys see the clip from the George Zimmerman trial?
No.
No.
His defense lawyer started with a knock-knock joke.
Yo, yes. I talked about this on the Daily Show, for sure.
Yes, they did. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, with John Oliver.
Yes. Who's doing a bang-up job, in my opinion?
He is.
I heard about it somewhere else, too. The two things you don't want to hear at your murder trial are, we find the defendant guilty, and knock-knock.
Why? What was the joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman who?
You're on the jury.
Wow.
And the best part is, it got about that reaction, and he said, "Really? Nothing?"
The best part is, he had to do the whole joke himself after giving everybody the longest fucking lead-in about how if the joke bombs, they should blame him and not his client. Oh, man. A dude at work told me, he's like, and this guy's known for, you know, fucking around. He's the guy that I often will, like, go fuck with his computer. Because, like, we play pranks on each other all the time. He tells me that, and I'm like, yeah, sure, that's what happened. And I get home that night and look it up. I'm like, holy shit, that's what happened.
You know what? Maybe he's like, you know what? Now's my chance to get my name out there. People will fucking remember me.
Yep. Hey, Chuckle Hut, I got a tight 5 minutes I've been working on. It kills them at the Bar Association meetings.
Terrible.
Disclaimer, it does not legally kill anyone.
What if that guy was like, I don't remember where I was going to go with that. Oh, I wonder if George Zimmer was like, you know what, I think I'm done with this guy. Can we just find a new guy?
I think even better would be like him, just the one person, the whole courtroom just... Woo! No, just me. All right. Moving on.
All right, I guess I was the only one that's not that funny.
Yeah.
What's that?
I went one toke over the line.
I was pretending to be George Zimmerman. Oh, wait, were you pretending to be George Zimmerman?
Andy? No, I was pretending to be Andy going, oh, Noah and Tim did not. Fuck, Tim, blank my name. Told you I'm tired.
Nope, leave it in. It's about time the world knows.
But then I can't be mysterious Andy anymore.
All right. I have a 10 left.
Do it up.
All right. This was sent to Roger. Rockin' Roger, just to me.
Ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm. It says, what do bungee jumping and hookers have in common?
I don't know.
They both dick.
They both cost $100, and if the rubber breaks, you're screwed. Unless it's the first time as a hooker. Then you might be all right.
Maybe.
Probably not. Just because it's the first time as a hooker doesn't mean it's the first time taking the old flesh tunnel out for a drive.
I guess hookers would have to be a higher chance of getting STDs, but it seems like regular people fuck a lot, too.
It does seem like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt that regular people have, you know, 6 to 8 different partners in a given evening.
Hey.
Speak for myself?
Yeah, exactly.
Sadness.
Tim's like, I use my left hand, I use my right hand, I use my left foot, then I use my right foot.
I use an apple pie.
Then I use a teddy bear, then I use a pillow, then I use a blanket and a sock.
Then I use a water intake down the pool.
A sleeping homeless guy?
Oh.
What? He was sleeping?
Suddenly my water intake doesn't... No. That joke doesn't hold water anymore.
Bah.
I know.
The best funny thing that is ever not going to be translated to funny when retelling the story. We were walking, me, my wife, and Michael, and there was one of those storm drains on the ground. And I hate Andy.
Oh. Storm drains are hilarious.
Sorry, was that not it?
I was
no,
like,
you asshole.
That's okay. The funniest storm drain I've ever seen. Look at this storm drain. It's got slats and takes water down
this
when it rains.
This would have been so much shorter if you guys would shut the fuck up.
Welcome to my life, asshole.
Bullshit. We don't interrupt until hour 4. And then we're like, someone's got to steer this ship. Anyway, so we're passing the window like this little storm drain, and I said, Michael, look, isn't that great?
And he just
I
looked
am tired,
at you.
I laughed.
Danelle was super tired. She laughed a lot. I was like, oh, you need a nap.
And what did Michael do?
Well, oddly enough, he hasn't grasped puns yet, so he just went, yeah, look at that.
Why was it sort of he was just like, oh, you guys are laughing. Maybe I should laugh too.
He does do that a lot. I don't recall him doing it in this instance because he was outside and had an agenda of going somewhere.
The big one's bringing me food. I should stay in their good graces.
I got puddles and buses. I got to point out, splash at, or whatever.
They feed and clothe me. I should please them.
He has not got that internal monologue at all.
I don't get it, but I wish to be fit in and be accepted in this tribe. All right, so I got a bunch of 10 laughs, all from Brandon.
Brandon, you're a fine girl.
All right.
Sure, he really appreciates that, Noah.
Fuck yeah, he does.
My wife is so ungrateful about orgasms.
My wife?
Whenever I give her one, she just spits it out.
I saw that. I like that one.
Oh, women. So ungrateful.
A psychiatrist says to his patient, tell me your most life-changing memory. I remember it clearly, the patient says. I was running down the street screaming, it's a boy! It's a boy! With tears streaming down my face. I swore I would never visit another brothel in Thailand.
Oh!
A peephole was found drilled into the locker room at the women's gym in Manhattan. Police are looking into it. Wasn't there difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
I don't know.
One's a superhero, the other is a simple command.
Oh, you.
We did that one. Tim literally just did that one.
What was it?
The rubber break. Or did Noah do it? I'm going crazy.
What's a rubber break?
Bungee jumping and...
Bungee jumping, I just did that one.
Yeah, sorry, Noah did it. Yeah. I don't know, you both sound alike.
Racist.
Yeah. There we go, there's another good one. I'm losing my mind, a gorgeous woman complained to her doctor. I can't remember anything for longer than 5 minutes. The doctor says, well, just lie down and take off all your clothes. Okay, that was funny to me.
I wasn't sure if there was more plot to that joke.
Nope.
Yes.
Impending rape was the punchline.
And then... What'd you say?
I said impending rape was the punchline.
Oh, I thought you said, and then he raped her, was the punchline.
Well, yes.
No, that's too on the head.
It's implied.
You want to imply it.
We've done that one before. How are parsley and pubic hair alike?
Both taste delicious.
They both get caught in my teeth after dinner.
Both good, but no. You push both aside before eating.
Yeah.
Wow, I just dive in. I'm like, delicious.
And I'll end the regular jokes with this one. There's still a ton more, but a woman in labor started to scream profanities at her husband, blaming him for everything. He says, "Hey, don't blame me. I wanted to put it in your ass, but you said that might hurt."
Based on a true story.
Speaking of true stories, Noah's cock is so big, Stephen Hawking has a theory about it. Noah's cock is so big, NASA once launched a space probe to search for the tip. Noah's cock is so big, it violates 17 zoning laws. Noah's cock is so big, he named it the truth because bitches can't handle it. And finally, Noah's cock is so big, they laughed at him when he tried to register his penis as a lethal weapon. The laughing stopped after he slapped three people in the face with it.
I can't handle the truth. That's my favorite one.
Yep.
That's a good one. Me and Tim were hanging out after we saw World War Z, and I was saying there should be a t-shirt, Tancast t-shirt, that says, Noah's cock is so big, this shirt is made out of his foreskin. Oh, man. That made me laugh. And I came up with it.
I don't know why I haven't gotten started on that yet.
I was running around a lake yesterday, and I see a duck on top of another duck. Kind of, you know, look like they're trying to fuck, or maybe they were fucking. I don't know how it works. And it was, you know, the other duck was pecking at the other duck's head. And then the duck on the bottom was pecking at something else. I'm like, what the fuck is that duck pecking at? And they start to swim closer to me. It's a fucking another duck that's like underneath the water.
Yep.
I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, no, the top two ducks, those were the boy ducks.
So the one on the very top was like, I know there's another duck between me and the duck I want to get to, but I don't care.
No, the one on the top was like, hey, man, get off her. It's my turn.
Yeah. Well, what the weird thing was, the duck at the... And I was like, is that duck going to drown? Because they kept pushing its head underneath the water, like, just from the sheer weight of the other ducks. But then that duck got away, and the other two ducks didn't stop.
Huh. Well, they may have still been fighting. Or maybe they were stuck together.
You've heard about, like, ducks raping dead ducks, right? Male dead ducks.
No.
Oh, there's a TED Talk. About how this male duck raped another dead male duck.
How uplifting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, every time you get some sort of tree hugger, like, whining and crying about how humans are the only vicious animals on the planet.
Then you hear about ducks?
Just, you hear something else.
I mean,
like sea otters. Like, oh, sea otters. They're like the playful little clowns of the sea. Yes, they occasionally rape baby seals to death.
You know, for fun.
Oh, to death, you say?
Oh, did I mention it was Louisa who sent in the joke from Nicole?
No, you didn't. No. But you just did you now. Did
it was Louisa. Well, because I wrote it down, but I think we got off topic. Anyway, so to tag that to make sure I don't forget.
Very
Louisa,
good.
You're doing it. My microphone fell off my face. I'm fucking here.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Nicole, are you still listening? I'm guessing not.
So that was my my odd animal sex story for the week. I'll try to come up with one next week too.
Very good.
Cats. Now, if you don't come across one naturally, are you going to force two animals to hump just to have a story?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cats have barbed penises. There's my weird animal sex thing for the week.
So does Noah.
Oh no.
No. Is that so the cat can't pull away while the cat's doing its business?
No, it actually, apparently the scratching of the inside of the lady cat actually causes her to ovulate.
Whoa.
Actually, it's just for her pleasure.
Barred for her pleasure.
Barred for her pleasure. Noah's cock is so big, they thought it was barred, but on further inspection, it turns out it's just a bunch of other dicks. No, that didn't work.
Try again. Nope.
Yeah,
back to the drawing board.
There's something in there.
Yes, crap.
It's a little too long, I think. I think it needs to just be a little snapper, quicker.
It's a little too long, like Noah's dick.
Although, for some reason, I like the the black man meme, where it's like the setup is really short, but then the punchline is really long, and like full
we
details.
Talked about that 1 week.
Successful black man.
Yes, successful black man.
We made an episode after him.
Yes, we did.
Because we love you, successful black man.
I was just making reference to again, because Annie made a successful black man joke a while ago. Or no, it was some other joke. It was when I was saying, I should, instead of saying your mama is so ugly, I should say nice things about your mama. And then Andy came up with one that was pretty funny. Which, if I had my phone, I would read right now.
Which no one will get to hear.
Oh, they'll get to hear it. You guys can carry on.
Carry on, my wayward son.
No! No! You treat that song with respect.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
Is this another song I'm not familiar with?
Carry On, Wayward Son by Kansas? No, apparently you're familiar with it.
But you said it was awesome. These two things don't compute in my mind.
Oh.
I find the urge to punch Tim in the face is becoming almost unbearable.
Go for it.
Luckily, you are not near him.
Not even close. Noah has a better shot of punching me in the face with his cock.
Noah's got a decent chance of punching me in the face with his cock.
Or as I call it, Tuesday.
Tuesday's coming.
Oh, here it is.
Tuesday's coming.
Did you bring your coat?
Andy's your mama joke. Your mama gets anal about adhering to the letter and spirit of when she prepares her client's tax returns.
Adhering to the letter and spirit of the law, I think.
You didn't put the law, though.
Oh, type fail.
So there you go.
Oh, is this a tweet?
No, this was the IM between all of us.
Oh.
Or text message between all of us.
It Tim, you're like a little child who doesn't listen.
Stuck in my head because I was like, yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you, Noah.
Way to go, Andy. Way to go.
So I went to this this event with Free Vodka, and for some reason none of my pictures got in there, but other people's like, I've seen you before, except for like the back of my head, or like I'm way in the background. So even though you can barely see me, I still tag myself. I'm like, look at me, I'm way back there. There's a piece of my head.
Take it. Take another little piece of my head now, baby.
Oh, take it.
I used to be a lot chunkier.
That's okay. No, I found all your chunks. If you want them back.
I'm good. I'm good.
Careful, Andy will blow those chunks. Was that a gay joke or a vomit joke?
Or
I'm
Tim
not
will
sure.
After eating Jack in the Box.
Andy will blow anything.
That was definitely a gay joke.
Yes, it was. Meanwhile, my Tim and Jack in the Box joke was just stepped all over.
Well, you know what? You gotta fucking get in there and get in there good.
I did. I got right in there.
Did you?
I got all up
did
in
you?
There.
Did you?
Unfortunately, the joke was so small, nobody noticed.
Did you do it at the same volume that you do when you're exasperated? I don't think you did.
I did. Listen to the tape.
I won't.
Do you guys ever look at, like, your old pictures and be like, what was I thinking? Like,
yes.
That was not a good look.
Yeah.
No?
Like, there was this picture taken of me yesterday. I'm like, what the fuck? Who dressed that guy?
Every single picture of me, I'm like, fucking yes.
I'm a sexy man.
Yes.
Picture Tim with his shirt off in high school. Just got out of the pool, hair all over the place.
I just got out of the ocean, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Every picture of me, I'm like, why isn't there just puss all over this guy?
You say puss?
Puss.
I said puss.
I know.
You know what I said.
I just want
you
to fuck
know
with him.
You're being deliberately obtuse.
Why is there a puss all over this guy? Oh, maybe there is.
You just hear the screaming from down the beach.
Sex me now!
Does that ever work?
Nope.
No, that was women yelling that.
Yes.
On their way up to see me.
Yes. Tim is the one hearing this. That joke was from Tim's point of view, Noah. Moving on.
Another fantastic episode.
You guys mind if I just
We're back on
the...
iTunes, baby. Just in time.
Yeah.
Just in time for shit.
Take that, public at large. Oh, I kind of feel like I want to rename our podcast back to Suck at iTunes. I'm so pissed about how much effort that took.
Yeah, iTunes, you suck.
Yeah. Yeah, you suck iTunes also, Andy.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. I was thinking it, though.
Who's going to let it go?
You were thinking it loud. I heard it. So, you guys saw World War Z. What did you think?
No. It was entertaining.
I said, if this movie sucks, it's got a built-in bad review.
It does.
It was fun. Some action. World was fucked. We were trying to decide which world we'd rather be in.
Yeah, I was saying how many summer movies that the world sucked in this year. And World War Z was definitely one of them. Maybe the second worst.
All right.
The worst being This Is the End.
I was racking my brain. I'm like, what other apocalyptic movies were there?
Well, Superman was
tons. I mean, just these ones I've seen.
Yeah.
Superman was apocalyptic. It's just like, you're like, would you want to be in Metropolis?
You want to be in Metropolis or Smallville in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, you know how the cartoons, like the Justice League Unlimited, usually tear up Metropolis? This makes that look, like, mild.
Yeah, there's, like, a scene where they're just standing in this flat area of, like, where I'm sure it wasn't flat before. It's just, like, it's building chunks all over the place, dust, and it's like, I'm pretty sure there was, like, buildings there before.
And I'm pretty sure those buildings probably had people in them before.
Yes, exactly.
I keep seeing people, like, defending it. Like, the buildings probably got evacuated. I'm like, when? When? They had no time! Like, if you've seen the movie, like, the shit starts to go down, and there's no time for evacuation. But don't worry, Superman saves Lois, and that's it. So, go fuck yourself, Metropolis.
Well, not only that, like, you see, like, people are seeing that stuff is getting destroyed, and they're just still just kind of gaping and watching. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, my death is coming.
Like, it's not like
they're... 15 buildings, but I'm sure we're safe in this high rise.
Yeah, it's like, as soon as I saw the first thing go down, I'm like, it's time to get the fuck out of here. Like, there's no need to watch this.
No.
You know what? I'm sure it'll be on CNN. I'll DVR this shit.
It's like, I was watching... I'll see if I can find it for you guys, but I was watching a video of... oh, shoot, I can't remember the name of the thing. It's some Russian name, but the meteorite that exploded...
And oh, like, yeah.
Oh, right.
And it shows all these people where, like, they see the flash and run to the windows. Like, if I see a big, bright flash, I'm going to duck and fucking cover. I will hit the deck.
It's funny. Me and Tim were watching, like, a horror movie trailer. And, you know, this girl hears the sound. And she, like, goes and checks out. And I'm like, would you go and check that out, Tim? And he goes, yeah, because I don't live in a haunted world. I don't think I would. I don't live in a haunted world, but there's a possibility. If I'm, like, hearing shit that I shouldn't be hearing, I'm like, you know what? Let's go the other way.
Yeah, that doesn't have to be a ghost. That could be a crackhead.
That could be my friend trying to scare me, which will still be unpleasant.
You mean hiding under the covers on your waterbed when you think you're alone in the apartment?
Something like that.
Good move. I approve of that move. You know, the downside is if he's holding a book and he gets scared, he might fling that book directly into your nuts. Before running away like a little bitch.
Running away for something
Insisting
else heavy.
Insisting he's going into the kitchen to get some sort of weapon, but we know he is going to further wet his pants. In private.
Oh, excuse me, I have to have a tingle down my leg.
Is that how Andy talks when he's scared?
Usually.
Oh, this is very frightening.
Give me all your money.
Oh, all right. Calm down, sir.
No need to get hostile. Huh? My wallet's right here.
I apologize if I'm reaching into my back pocket for it because it is so near to this turd I've laid.
Oh, my wallet wasn't brown before.
I'm sure if you just air those bills out, they'll be fine.
They're not made out of paper. They're actually made out of cotton. You can wash them.
Fear and treasury facts.
I don't know if that's a real treasury fact. I know they are made of some blend of materials.
Yes. It is cotton fiber.
Okay.
It's actually made from, or at least partially from, ground up blue jeans.
Really?
Yep.
That I did not know.
The more you know.
That sounds like some bullshit.
Andy, what do you say? Yeah, I'm bullshit.
Calling you out on your bullshit, Michael. Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Apparently, that's a phrase I say a lot to my 2-year-old son. Calling you out on your bullshit, Michael.
Daddy, I poop.
Calling you out on your bullshit,
Daddy,
Michael.
I'm thirsty. I'm calling you out on your bullshit, Michael. It's time for you to go to bed. I know you're not thirsty. You're just trying to stay up.
Daddy, I love you.
Calling you out on your bullshit, Michael.
How could you love me?
You tolerate me. How could anyone love me?
You've just grown accustomed to me being around.
And I feed and clothe you.
Poorly at that.
Andy was hurtful.
Yeah. It was time. It's my time.
You know what? You do things for your child not well. Ah, zing. You want some aloe for that burn?
Oh.
Ah. That one stung, Tim. Oof. That was a rough, Tim.
Gotta send a text to my wife. Tell her to find the nearest burn center.
I think it's too late. Third degree. You're gonna die.
Oh.
You might need a skin graft from your ass.
What is this weeping out of me? Is that life?
Hope Obamacare covers skin grafts for that burn.
Oh. Nope. Gotta go see a death panel.
Silly. Just silly.
Very silly.
Indeed.
I went to a wedding last night.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, in Berkeley.
Was it the regular kind or a fabulous gay one?
It was a regular kind.
Well, how was it?
It was good. The ceremony took place entirely in the sun.
Ooh. Which, those are always awesome in the summer.
Especially because it's pretty hot right now. It's not as hot as it is in Atlanta, but it's still plenty warm for us here. And there was no cloud cover and just sun streaming down on us. So I felt the need to point it out. Deborah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that supposed to be me?
You couldn't tell?
No, I just assumed that you were back to being a little puss as soon as you mentioned the temperature. I have a hard time hearing bitch, Tim. I think we already established that.
No, because you hear yourself all the time.
Oh, I was a little bitch yesterday.
Oh.
We don't need to talk about that on the show. I'll tell you fellas later.
All right.
Oh, okay.
There's something you guys don't get to hear about. You're welcome.
Okay, fine. I'll tell everybody.
All right.
I was weeping like a small child about my dad. Isn't that uplifting?
Yes, because it means you loved him.
Yeah, I guess.
How about that? And now I'm going to be a real dick and say, it's not like I was in the middle of a fucking story, asshole.
Thank you, Tim.
Why'd you take them back in my place now? That?
Please continue.
Why'd you take that emotional grief and real feelings and...
Mike was so pissed off. He was like, no, I will not participate in this, Bab.
That's what they call... That's what my wife calls smat.
Smat?
Instant karma.
Yeah, it's karma instantly and always bad.
Yes. Smattage.
It's never the good kind of karma. It's always like if you do something fucked up and something fucked up immediately happens to you.
Yes. No, we have an episode named after this, too. You should really listen to the show, Noah. I think you'd benefit.
I listen every once in a while, and then I go, fuck, I wheeze like a lot.
And to be fair, we were
this
probably
Scott
off
Mosher's
iTunes
not in
when
it. Sorry. It was loud, though.
So anyway, after the hot ceremony... Oh, so was that like the UC Berkeley like laboratory of fucking and having a good time? I don't know what it's called.
Oh, Berkeley.
It's a good college if you can get into it.
Yeah, you can get into it and then out of it a little ways, then back into it.
What are you doing this weekend? Are you guys going to go to the party? No, I'm putting in some more lab hours, actually.
Yeah. Oh, killing me.
Man, you're always in the lab. You practice, practice, practice.
Yeah, my boss is riding me.
Teacher's riding me.
Oh, yes, the professor's riding me. There you go. Sorry.
Anyway, so it had some, so that was the outside part, was the wedding, but then inside there was, like, this room, there was, like, this sphere
that you could project different planets on. So you could see, like, the surface of the moon, it would rotate, and you could spin it around, and it was, like, talking. You could see Neptune and Mars and other shit. And so that was kind of cool and not really related to the story, other than that was interesting. And then there was a live band, and they played a Michael Jackson medley, and I danced to the whole thing, and then realized I am too old to dance to a Michael Jackson medley.
Like, you were just beat?
Yeah, they beat it out of me. Like, I can't dance like this. It's dangerous.
Oh, my God. No.
But you know what, Tim? I bet it was quite the thriller for everyone assembled.
It was. Then I shaved George Zimmerman so he was a smooth criminal. I'm reaching further and further with these puns.
It's funny because he shot a black kid.
Then I saw some videotape of Billie Jean King playing tennis.
Woo! Somebody stop him. No, I'm powerless.
Sooner or later, these puns are going to make you want to scream.
Oh, I cannot do this. I am not thrilled about it at all.
We already did Thriller. You can't go back.
No.
And you didn't even say Thriller. You said thrilled.
I know. I'm not thrilled about it. That's all.
What, you want to be starting something?
Tim, I think you need to go take a look at the man in the mirror.
All I see is another part of me.
You win.
I'm sorry, this is getting bad.
I'm going to see if I can make it even worse.
Nice.
Thank you. That's a Weird Al reference to all the children listening.
Oh. I thought of a few more, but I feel like this premise is done.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know. This could go on, but I'm giving it a mercy killer.
Yeah. I'm just going to pull off into this.
Or as I like to call it, the anti-Andy.
I had to drag it out and torture it. I Jack Bauer'd that joke.
Tim, do you remember the time you mailed those Michael Jackson puns?
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Oh, you know what's funny is the three of us are cracking up. I don't think anyone else is laughing right now.
It's just human nature.
Michael, I mean, why do I keep calling everybody Michael?
Well, now you've got a reason
for
it.
No, you just see everything in black or white. Black or white. Meh.
So I had to look up some Michael Jackson songs.
You son of a bitch. Cheater.
But I'm looking at a lot of these songs, and I'm like, fuck, I don't even know these songs. Like, Too Young? Tabloid Junkie? They say he's homosexual.
I don't know what Too Young is, but Tabloid Junkie is a more recent song, and so there's no reason anyone would know it.
Heaven Can Wait?
Also recent, off of the Invincible album.
Okay.
Do you want me to sing all these for you? Because I'm happy to.
Can you sing every Michael Jackson song?
Everyone except Too Young. I've never even heard of that.
Let's see. It says Too Young popular song, so maybe that's just a song he's sang, but it's not his own.
Oh.
Yeah, that is correct. It's not his own song.
Why would Michael Jackson sing a song called Too Young? I don't care if he wrote it, didn't write it, heard about it, really loved it growing up. If I was Michael Jackson's advisor, I'd be like, never say those two words together in public. Much less record yourself singing that shit. People think you fuck children.
People know you fuck children.
Only two people know.
Well, one, depending on how much Jesus juice was consumed.
Jesus juice.
It sounds like his jizz.
It does.
Oh, hang on, Mary Magdalene. Here comes the Jesus juice. Pow! And I'll be going to hell for that joke.
Mary.
Either that or Jesus is a cool guy with a sense of humor. You got me. Ah, you got me. You with your Jesus juice.
I blew all over her tits. Fist bump.
Although I thought the Jesus juice were the apostles.
Son of a bitch.
Silliness. Oh, yeah. You got a little snort.
I did. Deal with it.
Yeah. It's got a Coke habit. Can't stop drinking it. Teeth falling out. Doesn't matter.
I do love Coke.
I was trying to think. Soda, there was one nice thing delicious that happened this week.
Yay!
No one probably knows all the time that we try to play, and I'm like, fuck, it's just getting too bright in my goddamn living room. I don't know what's up with the sun. The sun's so bright, can't see my goddamn TV, can't play my video games. Turns out you should replace the DLP bulb more than once every 7 years. I had assumed that, like other light bulbs in my house, that they just burnt out, and it was like, oh, TV's off, better go fix the bulb. But no, apparently they dim over time.
This is a best of bit from last week's show.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, the good news is we got the bulb this week, and apparently somebody thought ahead when they were designing the TV, and they made it really fucking easy to replace the bulb. Like, I'm like, I can't believe how few things I'm taking apart. Yeah, so rather than spending, you know, like a couple $100 for a TV repair guy to come out, I spent an hour behind my television going, am I doing this right? Is it really this easy? And then dealing with really tiny screws, like, curse these giant monkey paws, cannot get tiny things out. But once I got the fucking things out, like, the cage just, like, comes apart, and the bulb, like, unsnaps after you get two more screws out. Again, tiny screws out of narrow areas. But, yeah, it just comes out, and you put the other one in, you plug it in, and you build the cage back around it. And then the cage just, like, slides into the TV, and, like, one more screw puts this little, hatch over the back of it right behind the bulb. And, like, that's it. And now the TV is as bright as the sun.
You just sit underneath its soft glow.
It's glorious. I'm getting a tan again.
Wait.
Again? Is that what you're going to say, Tim?
Exactly.
Okay.
Bullshit has been called, sir.
So for my people, tan means you can no longer see my musculature through my skin.
you know, like no longer like the anatomy guy.
Yes. I'm no longer the visible man. I actually have opaque skin again, which is really awesome. It is way less creepy when I'm out in public. I got to tell you, people like women don't scream and clutch their children. Nothing. Well, fuck.
Some women scream. I was trying to think of a way that women and screaming and clutching their children was like some sort of sexy thing, and I couldn't think of it. So you know what? Just leave me alone.
Every time I think I'm out, Tim, you pull me back in.
Does it make you want to cry? You don't know that, but that's a Michael Jackson song. easy as ABC.
I hate you.
You're not alone.
Detroit used that one.
I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
I realized we hadn't done much with the history album, so I went to there in my head.
Like a Rolodex of Michael Jackson songs.
DS. Name of one of his songs. Really not gonna be good. Not an easy one to work in the context.
You just gonna just start yelling them out randomly, even though you don't fit in.
Yep.
Oh, terrible. How do you guys feel about Paula Deen?
I feel like, okay, so the thing that she's admitted to, I feel like, is not the big deal that people are making of it. I think she approached it wrong. I think she was way too flip about it, of like, oh yeah, of course. Where it should have been like, yes, I did. It was a different time. Like, I was raised into it. I've since grown as a person and learned better than that. I think if she had done it more like, not like, oh shit, yeah, everyone said nigger. If she had been more like, at a different point when, you know, like racial understanding. I was raised in the South. It was a very separated time. There wasn't a lot of understanding between the race. And if she'd like kind of wrapped all that around it, you know, kind of like pre-apologized as the admission was coming out, as opposed to like just blowing it off like it's no big thing, I think that would have been okay. I still don't think it's that big of a deal, because she has said, yes, it was way in the past, etc. But I still think there's that question outstanding of the whole reason they were having that, the court proceedings at all, the whole reason she was being deposed, which is employees of her claiming that there was racial and sexual, was it harassment or was it just preference, like discrimination?
I think it might have been harassment.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if it's just just discrimination, that's still awful. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I think the reaction to what she said is a little harsh. I'm like, well, I mean, it goes back to that thing, like, if everyone could record everything I say, probably people would hate me.
Yeah.
We do record things you say once a week, and they still probably would hate you if you played this for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's like it really, you know, she said something. I mean, all right. I mean, now if, you know, if the other stuff is going on, that's different. But like, just the fact that she, yeah, I said this stuff. It's like, all right, she said it. I mean, all right, don't do it again. But like, I don't think it's like everyone needs to like abandon her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have. I'm just that. I mean, I don't know if people have the, you know, the possible discrimination or, you know, harassment in their head. Or I feel like everybody thinks she said this yesterday or something.
I mean, that's probably what they think.
Yeah, I think people are going for the, oh, well, she admitted she said it once, so she must have said it yesterday.
And also I saw this article that was like, it's like the reason there's so much Paula Deen hate is because she's the like self-entitled, not everything that's wrong with America, but like, you know, she made her money like selling fatness to people, just like, you know, butter and frying, and then double dipped by making money hawking diabetes medication.
Yeah, well, and it's not just that, it's also she's like, she like plays up the southernness of, you know, like the old school southern, like you could kind of see her being a grandma on a plantation a long ass time ago.
Well, I mean, I feel like even though she was, like, selling that stuff, like, it's not like she ever tried to hide, like, what the fuck she was doing. It's not like when, you know, companies package up something and put all this stuff in it and you don't know what's in it. Like, or, you know, they do the label so it's, like, it makes it seem deceiving, like, maybe you're not eating that many calories. Like, if you watch her, you can say, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, she's putting a lot of butter in there. She's putting a lot of sugar in there. Like, and if you don't know, that's not good for you.
Straight into the oil.
Yeah, that, like, that's your fault. Like, it's not like she's trying to trick you and say, oh, this is so healthy for you. It's like,
this has got vitamin C for cholesterol.
I mean, people want that stuff. That's why, that's why we have a weight. Well, I don't know if that's the only reason. That's part of the reason we have a weight problem in America. Like, people.
Because moving around sucks sometimes. That's why we have a weight problem.
People crave that shit.
I have to do a Michael Jackson medley every night just to get back in shape.
You should do it, Tim.
I can't think of a good song song title for that, so fail.
I want you back.
I'll be a dancing machine.
Tim,
damn it.
Tim, if you do, I'll be there.
Will you be there?
I'll be there.
Will you be there?
I'll be there.
Both of those are Michael Jackson song titles.
No.
I'm just trying to talk over our audience's laughter, because I know they're probably trying to catch their breath right now.
Oh, yes.
Nicole, are you still listening? It's funny, because she's not.
Nicole,
oh, she's listening.
Check your pants. I've been accused of causing diarrhea.
Woo! Did not think that's where Andy was going with that. He said, check your pants. I was like, oh, look at Andy.
Moist.
Check your pants, because you're wet from my voice.
All right, if she was still listening, click.
No, delete. Fat man. No.
Unsubscribe.
No.
Don't ask me why she decided to subscribe upon first listen.
Yep.
Like, I'm told this is horrible. I want to hear it every week.
She enjoys the gamble.
Although, dozens of people have made that commitment.
Yep.
Speaking of commitment, we have overcommitted ourselves to a long show. Mm.
Not even a great one, either.
Well, it's Tankcast.
Yeah, that's true.
And Noah had texted, was it both of us or just me?
I don't know.
About wanting to stay on one topic and really explore it like they do on Smodcast. I would say we...
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that at all.
Unless you count the overabundance of Michael Jackson jokes, we did not at all.
I'm counting it.
Counted. It's counted.
We'll work on it.
So, Paula Deen?
I'd hit it.
All right.
Oh, is that not where...
with lots of butter.
Voting on?
I would just slather my dick in butter.
Yeah.
two sticks of it.
Careful, Noah. She might bite it off.
You need two sticks just for the head. My jokes about Noah's cock are funny.
What the fuck just happened?
I had to end that lackluster joke with a little bit of showbiz.
Is that what happens when you say a bad joke?
Yep.
My jokes about this topic are funny.
All right.
And then I drop the mic. And I run away.
Peace.
Whew. Nah, never mind. I don't want to make the show any longer. Maybe I'll... next week we are off because I'm going to be in Lake Tahoe celebrating my anniversary a week early.
Hooray!
So, but we do have the episode of me, Noah, and Jeff going to see Man of Steel, and then just me and Noah seeing World War Z.
Hooray!
There's definitely some comedy in there.
And then Tim forgetting to record shit.
Well, that part is not going to be there.
Yeah, because you forgot to record it.
Exactly.
Well, you never forget. It just didn't work right.
Ipso facto.
I didn't tap the button well, apparently.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, you tapped the button, but not good enough. Not good enough for me.
My iPhone's like, you could do better.
All right. Remember, never trust Tim to not make a Michael Jackson pun joke.
This week I hate not knowing more Michael Jackson song titles.
Me too.
You're doing it like Ben.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast. Oh, Tim, you do enjoy yourself.
You don't know the half.
Just before this podcast, in fact.
Oh.
Why is the mic all sticky?
Because I jizzed on it. Oh, is that what you were saying? That was a joke you were making. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
They killed Kenny?
Okay. I was over here a little bit like, Tim just went with it. I thought Noah said, why is the mic all sticky?
Oh!
You went with it. I was like, no, no.
Oh. You, and then you called him it.
No. Oh, see, like I was chuckling when Noah did it. I was like, oh, Noah, always going too far.
And then Tim's just like, swim, swim. All right. I'm going to stop recording.
Yeah, time to end this train wreck.